Hi there. My name is Mary T. I am a food addict and compulsive overeater, and your final speaker for today. I am just getting over a sinus infection and chest cold, so I apologize if I start gagging in the middle of this. And that is my lack of humility and making excuses already for why this is not going to go well. For some reason, I thought I had 20 minutes today, so I'm going to end up talking really fast to try to get everything in. So, a shortcut for tradition one, which is our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity and the spiritual principle of unity. We seek common ground in the 12 steps of OA. We respect and follow group conscious guidelines to make decisions and resolve differences of opinion. We focus on our similarities, not on our differences. We try to include everyone in our conversations and activities. I hate the word try because how do you try to stand up from a chair when you're sitting? You either do it or you don't, right? And we follow guidelines for sharing, such as no crosstalk, interruptions, or side conversations, and not taking more time than is our fair share. That's the shortcut for the, and that's from the 12 step. Little pocket guide we have here. When I came into OA, when I started working the steps, and I'll give you a brief summary of what that's about, I found out I was a really selfish person, and I thought I was so giving, and I just did everything for everybody. Come to find out, as one of the other speakers, and thank you to the other speakers, they were amazing. Everything in my life is transactional. I was not selfish. I did everything for you, so you would like me. There was a speaker I listened to the other day. I didn't think I was going to have anything in common with this person because he was a gay man that came in through AA, which was one thing I had in common. But I'm obviously not a man and I'm not gay. And I thought, well, I'll listen anyway because I haven't been to a meeting and it was a podcast. Right away, the charade ended. He navigated two separate worlds, and the charade ended when he came into program. Well, bingo, that's me. And it was a story in the back of the AA book. But everything was transactional. I did it so you would like me. Okay. And this was my whole life. And that's what this program has taught me. It doesn't matter. And I got myself into trouble when I told footsteps that I would be so honored to speak, but it's not because we got a little confused on what my message was supposed to be. I said, but it's not about diversity, it's about unity. It doesn't matter what our issues are. And as soon as I sent that text, I said, oh no, it's not about issues, it's attributes. I remember the discussion about that at World Service when we were discussing unity with diversity. Because we are all welcome here. The only thing we need to have in common is a desire to stop eating compulsively. I came into program August 28th, the first time, August 28th, 2000, 1999. I was very lucky. I am a, at that point, I had two young kids and married. And I'm recovering Catholic, as they say. At that point, I was. With two young kids married. And the gal that sponsored me at that point was, and I'm 5'8". She was about 4'10" in heels and a nice little Jewish lady who was divorced. So right there, we had nothing in common. But she sponsored me. I was 192 pounds. At my lightest, I had been 120. So I had a 70-pound weight swing. I had been anorexic. I had been bulimic. I had been overeating. I had been, I ran the gamut in everything. So we have the unity there. She had just been an overeater. But she wasn't doing it anymore. And she was my kind of person, though. She didn't talk a lot. Call me at 10 o'clock tomorrow night and we'll talk about whether I'll sponsor you. So I called her at 10 o'clock the next night and she said, okay, call me with your food tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. So that's what I did. And that was it. And we never talked other than that. She told me to find a step sponsor. So I found a step sponsor. She relapsed at one point, so I had to find someone else, and it was a guy. I found a guy, and he did steps, and because I got fired by my first step sponsor because I didn't do the work. Oh, I gotta talk fast. So going quickly, I worked my way through a male sponsor. I got up to step eight with him. I did various food plans with him, lost about 30 pounds, but the noise was still there. I went into a Cambridge Gray Sheet program, which is rigidly strict, and that's where the noise went away. I needed that to learn that my needs were very important. That taught me that I had self-worth. I would tell my family, no, I can't eat there. I'm sorry. No, I need more salad. You have to buy me eight appetizer salads to get my vegetables in. I was important. That's what it taught me. So all these different offshoots of OA are important. All these different food plans, all these male sponsors, males I've sponsored. What did I write down? I've sponsored. Oh, shoot, where did they go? I wrote them down because I knew I'd forget them. Okay, I'm going to have to try to remember. I've sponsored men. I've sponsored women. I've sponsored gay people. I've sponsored lesbians. I've sponsored people in Europe. I've sponsored all sorts of different people. They did not have to agree with me. I've sponsored agnostics. I've sponsored atheists. It does not matter. What they all had in common, they wanted to stop overeating or restricting. And that was the important thing. Because my job as their sponsor was to be a witness while they found their higher power. And it didn't have to be the guy in the sky. It could be a tree leaf. It started as something that made them feel safe. Even if they were going to church every Sunday, clearly that wasn't working for their higher power. So we had to develop that. And I was there as a witness. OA for me was the only answer. Oh, I relapsed in about 2006, 2007. I'm not clear when it started. It took about 30 pounds weight gain because I lost about 60 pounds the first time. I relapsed. So I've sponsored people who have relapsed. I've sponsored people who were bulimic. I've sponsored people who were restrictors. I came back. My kids told me, go back to OA. I said, I don't want to. But OA stands for only answer in my mind. It's the only place it ever worked. So when they went back to college, I went back to OA. I didn't want to do what I did before. So the weight has come off really, really slowly. I'm about halfway from where I was, but maybe that's where I'm going to be. Unity is imperative for me. I want OA to be around in case my kids or grandkids ever need it. My grandkids know I don't eat certain things, and they used to hide them from me. They don't need to hide them from me. Can I eat mention food in here? Somebody shake their head or should say no, just yes or no. Out loud, can they say it? I'm gonna mention it. Okay, so I don't eat sugar. I don't eat desserts. I bake rainbow cakes with big things on top of them, with the frosting and stuff for my grandkids. It's sculpting for me. I have fun doing it. I don't eat it. It's fish food. I would put it into a fish tank. It's not mine. But it's fun for them. And I have fun doing it. And they used to hide that stuff from me. And I said, it's not your problem. I don't eat it. You can eat it. It's just mine. I ate it all before I turned 45. I got my lifetime allotment before I turned 45. And they're actually starting to cut back on it now. They can stop before they finish a slice. I'm like, I don't know where you came from. You haven't had any of my genes. But if they end up getting them, I want OA to be around for them. because it was my only answer. OA got me through many ups and downs. I was holding my dad's hand when he passed away. I was abstinent in the hospital on that Cambridge gray sheet, which was tough. My brother, lymphoma. My sister got multiple myeloma, and she didn't want me to come out to Arizona when it happened. I had to be the sister she wanted me to be, not what I needed. She was just diagnosed this week with leukemia now. So I would appreciate any prayers anybody has for her. Her name is Bonnie. We're going to find out on Monday what her treatment is going to be. Again, she's still in Arizona. So I doubt I'll be able to go out for a while. But I need to be the sister she wants, not the one I want to be. That's going to satisfy me. And this program is going to get me through it, what I've learned in this program. So the unity, we have to work all 12 steps. You can't get up to step eight and stop, or we will relapse. I relapsed. Oh, here they are, working all 12 steps. That's the important thing. And my sponsees don't have to do it the way I want them to do it. I've got one that still doesn't sponsor. I've been working with her for 10 years. It's not my job to tell them how to do it. They'll learn. And I see I have only a couple seconds left, and I will say service, 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 service. And I think that was a common theme. I've been intergroup rep, secretary, chair, region coordinator, and I've gone to world service multiple times for years. It is an experience you don't want to miss. And with that, I will hand it back to our leaders or whatever you call them. And thank you for letting me be here today.